Imagine building a career around roaming America, the back roads and obscure neighborhoods. You have one goal, find the best local food joints. Never will a chain burger cross your lips. Well, this is Jane and Michael Stern's Road Food, their website and their life's work. Hey, you two, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Hi, Lynn.
You know, you talk about sleeves-up cuisine, meaning, you know, the places that are really casual. Do you have, like, the best of the ultra-informal places to eat?
Ultra-informal. How about a place that brings you your food on a shovel and dumps it on your table?
Is it a clean shovel?
It is a clean shovel. This is Bowen's Oyster Roast outside of Charleston, South Carolina. And there are a few other things on the menu, but basically you go there, you pay one price, and they will keep bringing just roasted oysters to the table on a shovel and dumping it on the table as long as you want to eat them.
Isn't that the place where they're roasting them like on a sheet of metal?
Yes.
Yes.
Over a fire?
Yes.
And
exactly.
It feels like you're in a bunker from World War II?
Yes. That's
yes,
the place.
It's all cement.
And the shells of oysters outside that are, you know, up to
huge
an elephant's
huge piles.
Eye.
The Mount Everests of oyster
yes.
shells are outside. It's fabulous. And you go down this long dirt road.
Absolutely.
You would never know you were going to any place that, you know, was open to the public.
And the thing, what's great is there are very few amenities. If you want, for example, melted butter to dip your oyster in once you open it up, I don't. The oyster is fine as it is with me. But if you want melted butter, bring your own stick. They will melt it for you.
I've heard of BYOB.
Right.
Now it has a new
there
meaning. Okay, so that's one great super casual, to put it mildly. What's another one?
Michael, what's Fuel City in
Dallas?
I see you wrote that down here, and I don't remember.
No,
Fuel City
in Dallas, as you might suspect, is a gas station, but not just a gas
yes.
station.
Oh, yes, Fuel City. Okay, it's all
It's a gas
here.
Station. It is the finest car wash in all of Dallas. In back is a herd of Longhorn cattle, and it is open 24/7. And inside is the largest selection of beer in all of Texas. But along with all that stuff, there is a window that you walk up to, and 24 hours a day, you can buy tacos. And these tacos, they're less than a dollar a piece. Maybe you want maybe 4 to 6 for a meal. And they are spectacularly good. Barbacoa, chicken tacos. There are actually meatless tacos if you want. And, you know, they're topped with a little fresh lime juice, cilantro. I mean, they're the kind of taco that in a finer urban restaurant, you might pay $6 to $10 for. These are less than a buck a piece.
And
oh,
the pico de gallo is just, which is the chopped up relish and cilantro
yes.
and
oh,
onion.
Yeah, with the tomato and the onion
and
the
chilies. Lime.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so good.
All right, so we've got a shovel and we have a gas station. These are pretty informal. One more?
Track Kitchen.
Yeah, the Track Kitchen in Aiken, South Carolina. Now, Aiken is an interesting town because it's sort of where all the horsey people go and people exercise their thoroughbreds and people fox hunt from there. So we were down there for the horses, but there's a place next to the exercise track called the Track Kitchen. And it is so informal that the first time we went there, we walked in, we were sitting at these kind of long communal mess hall type tables. People come and go. Everyone who eats there knows everybody else. We were chatting with them. We were chatting with Carol Carter and Pockets, who run the place. And it was a wonderful breakfast that we had there. It was like grits and country ham and biscuits and all of that stuff. And we walked out happy as can be. And only 15 minutes later did we realize we had forgotten to pay. Because it's that kind of place. People pay weekly, monthly, or sometimes by the day. It's that
I love it.
Casual.
And that's where the mink and manure set eats.
That's
right?
exactly the right term for it. Yes.
The equestrian community.
Yeah, thank you. I like that better. That's very classy. Hey, thank you both.
Okay,
you're welcome, Lynn. Bye.
Jane and Michael Stern are the creators of roadfood.com. Now you can track their latest finds on the website, splendidtable.org.